I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
E ngā hau e whā o te motu, e pupuhi mai nei, tēnā koutou katoa. Nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we help you to learn te reo Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko Āpera Woodfine tēnei.
Ko Hemi Kelly tēnei, kia ora.
Kia ora e hoa, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Hea te kaupapa o te rā nei.
So today we're going to look at how to negate our active sentences o rere mahi. So we're going to look at all the tense markers and look at how to negate those.
Ka pai. Kia tīmata tāua. I mua I te haringa mai o Āpera before Āpera came onto the scene. I did a few episodes on my own, and they definitely weren't as good as the ones that we're creating together. But if you can go back to episode 8, and there you can recap on the tense markers, the tohu wā. And there's 6 that I talk about in that episode, and we're going to look at how to negate those tense markers. So if you are unfamiliar with the tense markers, which we use with rere mahi, with active sentences, then you need to go back to episode 8, listen to that, and then come back to this episode.
Ka pai.
So let's just do a little recap of those tense markers, those tohu wā that we use in a rere mahi, in an active sentence. E hoa, ho mai tētahi kupu mahi. Give me a verb.
Ako.
Ako. Ako. Ka pai, learn, to learn. Ho mai te tāhu. Ho mai te doer of the action.
Niwa.
Niwa. Niwa. He ingoa tāhu a tērā. That's a beautiful name. Ka pai. So Niwa's doing the learning. And let's add in an aronga, an object, which is what is Niwa learning?
Te waiata.
Te waiata. Ka pai. So let's put all those words together with our tense markers. Imagine a timeline, ne? A timeline of events, and we'll go back in time. So I'll get you to translate these sentences. Niwa learned the song.
I ako a Niwa I te waiata.
Ka pai. Niwa was learning the song.
I te ako a Niwa I te waiata.
Ka pai. Tino pai. Niwa has learned the song.
Kua ako a Niwa I te waiata.
Tino pai. Mehemea koe kei te whakarongo, if you're listening and following along, as we go through these tense markers, translate them. Translate them with Āpera. Niwa is learning the waiata.
Kei te ako a Niwa I te waiata.
Ka pai. And the other way we could translate that.
E ako ana a Niwa I te waiata.
Ka pai. Niwa will learn the waiata.
Ka ako a Niwa I te waiata.
Tino pai. There's our 6 different tense markers. Tohu wā.
Cool. And we're going to look at how to negate those sentences, yeah? Those tohu wā.
Mm-hmm. He whakaaro ou, where do we start when we're negating these types of sentences?
We start with kaore.
Aye, we start with kaore. Either haro kaore, and we're going to use kaore with our active sentences when we're dealing with kupu mahi, with verbs. So, first word, let's go back to the start. So we had I akoa niwa I te waiata. Niwa learnt the waiata. Ka pehe tō whakakāhore, how do you negate that?
Kaore a Niwa I ako I te waiata.
Ka pai, e kai te tika. So what have you learnt about negating these types of sentences? What's the pattern or what do we need to do?
So I'm going to put kaore, then the subject, a Niwa, and then the tense marker after that, right?
Mm.
I ako, still got the I there, still in the sentence. I te waiata, then the object.
Ka pai, tika. So the first two parts of the sentences are swapping around. Now we've got kaore coming in at the beginning, which is letting us know that it's a negative. And then we've put the subject, the doer of the action, to the beginning of the sentence. Kaore aniwa.
So we brought it in front of the tense marker.
In front of the tense marker, in front of the verb, aye. We're directing the attention of the listener to the subject. Kaore aniwa. Niwa didn't do something. Niwa hasn't done something. Niwa won't do something. We're not sure yet where the sentence is going to go. Kaore aniwa I. There we're indicating the tense. There we've said I. Now it's happening in the past. So kaore aniwa I. And then, like you said, the verb comes in after. Kaore aniwa I ako. Niwa didn't learn I te waiata. And then what it is, the aronga, the object. Kaore aniwa I ako I te waiata. So if you think about that, the pattern is
kaore,
adding kaore.
The subject.
Mm-hmm, bring that forward. The who, that's the who.
The tense marker, or tohuwa.
Mm-hmm. I.
I. And then the verb.
And then the verb. Kapai. So that part of the sentence, that is what we're playing with. The rest stays the same. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
I ako aniwa I te waiata. Kaore aniwa I ako I te waiata. So we can see we're playing around with that first part of the sentence. The last part, we can just leave as it is.
Kapai.
Kapai. One down, five to go.
Kapai. Te tuarua.
Te tuarua. Ite. Ite is like past with an ing, I think. So, ite ako aniwa I te waiata. Niwa was learning the waiata.
Mm-hmm.
So negate this one, if you're listening, following the same pattern. Yeah? Ite ako aniwa I te waiata. Add in kaore. Bring the doer of the action, the who, the subject forward. The tense marker sits in between that and the verb, which is going to follow. And we leave the rest. Kōrero mai, āpera.
Kaore aniwa I te ako I te waiata.
Ka pai. Kaore aniwa I te ako I te waiata. Two down.
Four to go.
Whew. Okay. Kua ako aniwa I te waiata.
This one's a bit different, isn't it?
Aye, it is. There's always one.
Mm. So we'll give the answer and then we'll talk about it a bit.
Ka pai.
So, kaore anō aniwa kia ako I te waiata.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Aye, kei te tika. So we're still starting with kaore, but we're going to add an anō.
Mm.
When we negate a kua sentence, we always start with kaore anō. Those two words will sit together. Kaore anō on its own can mean not yet. Ne? If you ask me, kua rite koe, are you ready? I could simply say, kaore anō, not yet. Ne?
Mm.
So it can say that on its own. Kaore anō. So here we're negating the sentence, niwa has learnt the waiata. The translation of the negation should be, niwa hasn't learnt the waiata. And you could add on yet if you wanted to. Niwa hasn't learnt the waiata yet. So kaore anō at the start.
Niwa.
Yeah, so that's still the same. We're still bringing the who forward. Kaore anō niwa.
Kia.
Mm.
Ako.
Kia ako. And the verb still following the kia here, it's just changed. It's the tense, né? But it's not kua anymore. It's kia. It's just morphed into kia. So with our other two previous examples, the tense remains the same and it just kind of moves place. It just moves into the middle of the sentence before the verb. But here, that tense, it's still there, but it's just changed. It's no longer kua, it's now kia. Kaore anō
aniwa kia ako I te waiata.
Kaore anō aniwa kia ako I te waiata. Kia tere niwa.
Mm.
Aye.
So we've got kua becomes kaore anō kia.
Kaore anō kia. Aye.
Cool.
And I have heard people attempting to negate that based on, you know, their knowledge of negating other active sentences and sometimes putting kua there where kia should be. Kaore anō aniwa kua ako I te waiata. And that makes sense why someone would want to do that, you know, but this is one of those negations that is a little bit different. And we do need to remember that kua now becomes kia. Kaore anō aniwa kia ako I te waiata.
Mm.
Ka pai.
All right, three down, three to go.
Three down, three to go. Kei te ako aniwa I te waiata.
kaore aniwa kei. Oh, I don't know this one. Is it kaore ano aniwa kei te ako?
This is another one that changes, and that's the kei te is all it's going to do is going to change to ite.
Ite, ah, right. So kaore aniwa ite ako ite waiata.
Koia, koia.
Okay, so negating kei te and ite, they end up with the same negation, is that right?
Aye. Context, we know the time.
Right.
All right. Same negation.
Cool.
So we're going to use ite.
Ite.
In between the who and the what. Ne? Ka ore a niwa ite ako ite waiata.
Ni was not learning the song.
Ka pai. Next one. E ako ana niwa ite waiata.
Ka ore a niwa e ako ana ite waiata.
Ai, ka pai. I could see Apira thinking about this one for a little bit. It's exactly the same pattern. Mm. We just, you know, e ana is different to the others because you've got the verb in between e and ana, and that's the tense, but it's the same when you negate. Kaore aniwa e ako ana I te waiata.
Cool.
Tino pai. Te mea whakamutunga, last one ne hoa. Kaako aniwa I te waiata. Kaako aniwa I te waiata.
Kaore aniwa kaako I te waiata.
Little change here again.
Oh, I think I've got it. Kaore aniwa e ako I te waiata.
Ka pai. Ka pai. Again, just remembering, when you learn these negations, okay, ka changes to e when we negate, that's it, you know, just remembering if you're negating a sentence like that. Ka ako aniwa I te waiata. Change the ka to e. Kaore aniwa e ako I te waiata.
There's a few other places where e appears is to signify something happening in the future, like in the mawai structure, mawai e. It's like indicating something that will happen in the future. So yeah, I think, I don't know, that makes sense in my head that we use it in the negation of ka as well.
Pai, tika. All these little patterns, whatever, you know, you notice, if it helps you remember, then use it or follow it, because, you know, we all understand and see language differently, but there are plenty of patterns there to follow. I'm going to ask you some questions, e hoa. So just again reminding ourselves that we don't just use negations just to negate statements, which is kind of the practice when we're learning. But in conversation, I might ask you a question in a positive and you might say no, and respond with a negative. Ne? So let's look at a few examples. Ka pai, pātai tuatahi, I pai te mutunga wiki?
Ka ore, I pai te mutunga wiki.
Just examples, ne? Just examples. I'm sure you had a great weekend.
Right. It was pretty good.
I pai o hoa?
Ka ore I pai oku hoa.
Ka aroha. I te haere koe ki te hui?
Ka ore aho, I te haere ki te hui.
Pai. Kua kite koe I te kiriata, French dispatch?
Ka ore anō au, kia kite I te kiriata te French dispatch.
Ka pai, tino pai.
But I hear it's good.
Ai, me ki te tāua. Kei te mātakitaki koe I te, you know, coming into the lounge, you've got the TV on, you're sitting there doing something, but you're not watching the TV, and I might ask, kei te mātakitaki koe I te pouaka whakaata?
Ka ore au, I te mātakitaki I te pouaka whakaata.
Ka pai. Seeing you might look a little tired, and I say, e māuiwi ana koe.
Ka ore au e māuiwi ana.
Ka ore au e māuiwi ana. Alright. Talking about going to mahi tomorrow, ka haere koe ki te mahi a pōpō.
Ka ore au e haere ki te mahi a pōpō.
Ka pai, tino pai. Again, examples there of how we might use negations just in everyday conversation, yeah? Not just negating statements, but when we converse. Ka haere koe ki te mahi a pōpō?
Ai, ka haere au ki te mahi a pōpō.
Ai, ka haere hoki au ki te mahi a pōpō. Kāti koera te akoranga mo tēnei rā e hoa mā. Kia kaha tonu te ako me te kōrero I te reo Māori. Hei kona mai.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.